the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
Since this is your public execution, I think I'm gonna go right on ahead. Mailman brought your letter, babe, where you told me how you feel and about the things he said he told you, and how it is I'm such a heel. Well, I could never be honest that to you I'd always lied, that he saw me take some other hide for a two-wheel.
Welcome once again to your weekly hour of great 60s underground rock music. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Gray. The show produced here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand, broadcast across New Zealand thanks to the Community Access Radio Sector and at Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia. This is episode 263. We got underway with a track called A Public Execution by the American band Mouse and the Traps, although in this case it was credited simply to Mouse. It was their debut single on Fraternity Records, December 1965, an uncanny imitation of Bob Dylan from around the Highway 61 Revisited era. It's got that surrealism, that half-spoken rant thing happening. Very interesting track. Appeared on the Nuggets box set as well. So Mouse and the Traps, A Public Execution.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, we got episode 263 underway with Mouse and the Traps, a reasonably well-known garage rock track, and we're going to keep it in that pretty well-known vein for the first part of this show anyway. Video of this one up on our Facebook page. Beat group out of Portland, Oregon. Story goes that in 1962, the band was playing a gig at the Pippo Club in Seaside, Oregon. They heard a version of this song being done by Rockin' Robin Roberts on the jukebox for hours on end, were convinced to record their own version of it. They went into a 3-microphone recording studio. Lead singer was actually wearing braces at the time of the performance, which certainly didn't help with the clarity of the words, and that lack of clarity of the words is part of the legend of this track. This is The Kingsmen, and this, of course, is Lue Lue.
Oh, we'd like to present a group of youngsters who, even though they've been around for something like 190 years, have just recently shot to the top. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Girl, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like
it's just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Will you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise? But it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like
just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kicks just keep getting harder to find.
You don't
and
need
all your kicks,
kicks
ain't bringing you peace of mind.
Just
before
need
you
help,
find
girl.
Out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
And don't it seem like
kicks just keep getting harder to find.
You don't
and
need
all your
kicks,
kicks
girl.
Ain't bringing you peace of
you
mind.
Just
before
need
you
help.
Well, there's a set of three fairly well-known 60s garage tracks. The legendary Loué Loué by the Kings being top of the set, recorded in one take, much to the band's dismay, but a song of enormous influence on the rest of the garage rock scene. We then had the Knickerbockers from Bergenfield, New Jersey, formed in 1964, recorded for 3 years. We had the cover of The Kinks, You Really Got Me. And then thirdly there, from the pop end of garage rock, certainly, Paul Revere and the Raiders. From Boise, Idaho, began as an instrumental band led by Paul Revere Dick, who passed away October 2014, Paul Revere and the Raiders. From 1966, that was Kicks. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, we've had fairly well-known tracks up to this point in episode 263 of Retrospect, but it's the obscure stuff that we love here. This one's actually out of Sweden, although it's a cover of a track by The Who. Extremely rare 7-inch 45, released on Midnight Sun Records in 1966. This is The Lunatics with The Goods Gone.
Gone. I'm going to tell you something, young people. I want every teenager listening to hear carefully what I'm about to say. This thing is so filthy, degraded, licentious, dirty, stinking, rotten, that I've had to cross words out so I won't even slip. Full of filthy four-letter words.
Yeah.
The biggest problem at the Texas Pop Festival, Louisville, Texas, which drew 40,000 music enthusiasts, came from motorists who stopped to gawk at nude swimming and open sex. In Toledo, Washington, 10,000 youths did their thing. And again, sex, sex, sex. The heavy beat blaring from the bandstands set many couples to dancing and stripping their bodies. This wasn't just a regular program. Notice, in every case, it's where rock, rock, rock music is used. But there's a special beat there.
A set of obscurities got underway with Sweden's The Lunatics covering The Who's The Goods Gone. Video of that one up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Then we had a little bit of frat rock, released on Beechwood Records 1964. The song's called Girls, written by Luther Dixon and Wes Farrell, actually a cover of the Shirelles track Boys, recorded at Arthur Smith Studios at Charlotte, North Carolina, by a group called The Loungers. Then one recorded in Somerville, New Jersey, 1967. They recorded just one 45 for a label called WGW. The band is called The Werps, W-E-R-P-S. Great bit of Farfisa organ garage. The Werps with Love's a Fire. Then a real obscurity and a hint of psychedelia. The band's called The Electric Tomorrow. They had a 45, also called The Electric Tomorrow. We took the B-side called Sugar Cube, released on World Pacific Records. And I'm unsure of the date of release of that one. So The Lunatics, The Loungers, The Werps, and The Electric Tomorrow. Global Garage is coming up straight after this.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It opens a whole new world of music for you.
Well, it's time for Global Garage, where we have a look at some of the garage boom from far-flung corners of the world. We've got some great stuff this week as well. Getting it underway, on a label called Tina, out of Denmark, 1965, this is The Mods, with a cover of Gloria.
Just a
around here. Just about midnight, she make her feel so good. I wanna say to make her feel alright. She come walking down my street. I want you to come to my house. She knocked upon my door, and then she come to my room. Man, she make her feel alright.
Brian from Waterford in the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
Notre pas est taré. Il est comme ça depuis trois mois. C'est à cause de nos ennuis qui lui résonnent dans la tête. Ça fait arriver qu'il devient cinglé. Notre copain est taré et l'on croit que c'est pour de bon.
Trabajar. Mi madre dice que tengo que estudiar. Mi hermano dice que vaya a descansar. Mi hermana dice que yo podría triunfar. Pero yo pienso que si les hago a todos caso, en menos de una semana loco estaré. Quiere que yo la lleve a pasear. Su madre dice que yo la lleve a bailar. Su padre dice que no la vuelva a llamar. Y su hermano dice que ni la vuelva a mirar. pero yo pienso que si les hago a todos caso, en menos de una semana loco estaré. Agua a todos casa, en menos de una semana loco estaré, loco estaré, yeah, loco estaré.
Well, that's the first part of our Global Garage set for this episode 263 of Retrospects. We had a band out of Denmark top of the set, The Mods, with Gloria. Then, over to France, a French freak beat band that seemed to exist around a guy called Serge Coulin. They released just one EP in 1966 before changing their name to Les Papivores, then to Buddy Badge Montezuma and his Long Smoke Dreamers, and then most of the members went on to be a part of a band called Les Jelly Roll. But at this point, they were called Les Bains de Donc. The track is called Tari Zon. That's one of four tracks on a 1966 EP on Riviera Records. So French freakbeat from Les Bains de Donc. And then, and a picture of these guys up on Facebook, out of Mexico, circa 1966. They're called Los Profetas, or The Prophets. Track called Loco Estare. We've got more Global Garage coming up, so stay tuned. Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, I promised more garage, so let's do it. We're going to Tokyo, an October 67 release from Jackie Yoshikawa and his Blue Comets. This is Linda. We'll be right back.
one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
ยมพ่อบ้านนอนผวาเสียงบุพามากวนจิตใจไม่ร้องเพลงมาถามว่าทำไมข้าเจาะจงใจเอาชีวิตคนดีคนทั่วชั่วเขากลัวยุ่งเยอะกลัวประเจิงทุกอเวจีข้าชอบศิลปินนักร้องดีๆข้าจะตั้งดนตรีทั้งนี้เพราะข้าอยากดังข้าเคยคิดจะรับสมัครนักร้องให้เยอะโอ้โหเฮ้ไม่สมที่หวังนักร้องชายหญิงนิ่งนิ่งชื่อดังระมัดระวังมันไม่ยอมตายกันจึงต้องย่องมาเมืองมนุษย์คอยยื้อหยุดนักร้องชื่อดังหากได้ครบทีมที่ข้าใฝ่ฝันข้าจะตั้งทันควันชื่อวงวิญญาณขนองคนไม่ดีข้าไม่ต้องการอันถ้าผ่านก็ไม่อยากมองพวกหัวขโมยชอบโกยชอบกองข้าไม่อยากแลมองเพราะกลัวนรกทลายกลัวพวกมันจะโค่นต้นงิ้วกลัวมันหิ้วกระทะไปขายอีกาปากเหล็กของข้ามากมายคงถูกมันฆ่าตายแล้วเอาไปปิ้งกินกัน
And that's it for Global Garage for this episode 263 of Retrospect. We had the Blue Comets with Linda out of Tokyo, October 1967 release on CBS. Then in obscurity, off a great comp called Psycho Gaelic French Freak Beat, the band's called The Brummels, the track Boff. And finally there, another obscurity, the artist or band called Pai Boon, P-A-I-B-O-O-N, the track Yom Fa Ban Non Pa Wa, or Satan's Nightmare. That is on the compilation called Thai Beat A Go-Go. So Japanese, French and Thai garage rock, wrapping our global garage set for this episode 263 of Retrospect.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Now don't forget that back episodes of Retrospect are available a bunch of places across the web. I'd point you straight towards accessradio.org. Search for Retrospect there, or you can find us at the TuneIn.com page or using the TuneIn app. You can find us in the iTunes store where you can subscribe to Retrospect. You can also give a star rating for each episode, and you can also leave a review for the show, and that would be fantastic if you did. You can find us at Stitcher Radio, a bunch of other third-party podcast providers as well. Of course, you can connect with me via Facebook. That's facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio, where you'll see information about a bunch of the artists and songs played in each episode of Retrospect. You'll also see the full track listing and link to the podcast in the days following each episode. Retrospect airs originally here at Free FM, 10 p.m. Saturday nights, New Zealand time. So that's it for episode 263. I'm going to leave you with a track from a band called The Space Men. Largely instrumental tracks, an album in 1967 called Beat A Go-Go, on which there are tracks such as Day Tripper, Set Me Free, House of the Rising Sun, Nowhere Man, a lot of well-known tracks from the time. I'm going to suggest the Spacemen were just a studio fabrication, but let's see the show out with an instrumental from the Spacemen. This is their version of House of the Rising Sun. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Thank you. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.